Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Donald Trump, the president of the United States, sowing doubt about the very legitimacy of this election. Today, we'll discuss that, plus the context of the day it takes place, the day civil rights icon John Lewis is laid to rest with the help of Donald Trump's predecessors. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Today's shiny object from President Trump came in the form of a tweet this morning. Quote, with universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? With three question marks. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, is suggesting that the election set to take place just 3 months from now will be an illegitimate one because of the pandemic that he has mismanaged. People will need to vote by mail, and he doesn't want people to vote by mail. We're going to get into why in just a moment. I want to just stress that this tweet came as news was coming out about the economic pain this country is going through, the greatest contraction in history of the GDP. And Donald Trump's floating the notion that he is going to perhaps delay the election, or that the election should be delayed because people may not be able to vote safely. I mean, first of all, Donald Trump has nothing to do with setting the date of the election. That is in the purview of Congress. So put the distraction of whether Donald Trump's going to delay the election to the side, because he's not. That's not what he's actually doing here. What he's really focused on here is delegitimizing voting by mail. That's his goal. Well, why? Well, what we have learned in this COVID era is that Donald Trump has been working to further the partisan divide when it comes to how we vote, and that what he is worried about is that a majority of Americans are going to be voting by mail this year, and that the substantial majority of those Americans voting by mail are going to be casting their ballot for Joe Biden. And we see this in poll after poll. And so what he wants to do is start to work to question, delegitimize, suppress the Democratic vote. That is what this is all about. And I just want to put to the side, whether you are a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter, this is the president of the United States of America calling into question the very legitimacy of the free and fair presidential election in this country, an election that he's currently losing. Laying that kind of groundwork, sowing that kind of doubt, I mean, that is what happens in a banana republic. That is not what happens in the United States of America. And this is the leader of the United States of America doing it. And the other thing that is impossible not to notice today is that it is coming on a day, and I don't think Donald Trump did this deliberately, but it's coming on a day that a civil rights icon, John Lewis, who was willing to give his life for voting rights, is being laid to rest at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, hallowed ground, with the assist of three of Donald Trump's predecessors, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama.
We got our last letter today on the pages of the New York Times. Keep moving.
John and I had our disagreements, of course. But in the America John Lewis fought for, and the America I believe in, differences of opinion are inevitable elements and evidence of democracy in action.
I've come here today because I, like so many Americans, owe a great debt to John Lewis.
There's the President's Club in complete contrast with the outsider, the current occupant of the Oval Office, who is nowhere near John Lewis's funeral. Family wouldn't want him there. He clearly didn't want to be there. And is nowhere near the President's Club. John Lewis arranged to have an op-ed published in the New York Times today, the day of his funeral, that made clear of the work that still must happen, the march that must still take place forward for voting rights and civil rights. So from beyond the grave, John Lewis is also providing a contrast to Donald Trump's words today, trying to delegitimize and undermine the election process. And Barack Obama, 44th president of the United States, first African-American president, in his eulogy of John Lewis today at Ebenezer, made sure to highlight this issue.
Even as we sit here, there are those in power who are doing their darndest to discourage people from voting, even undermining the Postal Service in the run-up to an election that's going to be dependent on mail-in ballots so people don't get sick.
It was an unbelievable day in contrasts between the former occupants of that office and the current one. And it is a day that everyone should remember for the next 3 months. Whether you're voting for Donald Trump or you're voting for Joe Biden, you should be able to exercise that vote with the knowledge and security that it is going to be a legitimate vote in a legitimate exercise with a legitimate result at the end of it. Donald Trump, President of the United States, should not be doing anything to undermine that. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.